عليك مني السلام يا سيدي ويا مولاي يا أبا عبد الله، وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفدائك.
على طول السنين سمعت زعيرين حسين، على طول السنين سمعت زعيرين، على طول السنين سمعت زعيرين، مولاي حسين حسين حسين،
يا اللي ساكن قلوب المحبين يجمع كربلاء يشوق الملايين، ما ننسى كبد يا دمعة العين كل العشرة ونولع العشرين، وهل نسى الحنين لعباس الأمين، وهل ينسى الحنين لعباس الأمين، ننادي يا حسين 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 حسين، ننادي يا حسين 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 حسين.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، والحمد لله الذي أهلككم ومكن الخليفة منكم.
يا شيخ، هل قرأت القرآن؟
وما شأنكم أنتم بالقرآن؟
هل قرأت؟ قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى.
قرأت ذلك.
فنحن القربى يا شيخ. وهل قرأت؟ إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا.
قرأتها أيضا.
فنحن أهل البيت الذين خصنا الله بآية الطهارة.
ويحي ويحي، أأنتم هم؟
تالله إنا لنحن هم، وحق جدنا رسول الله.
جدكم رسول الله؟ اللهم إني أبرأ إليك من عدو رسول الله، اللهم إني أبرأ إليك من عدو رسول الله.
The context was that the people had completely forgotten who Ahl al-Bayt were. When he walked towards the sermon, someone came to him and said, "May I thank Allah who did this to you and did this to the rest of your family, and may God and Yazid annihilate you." He said to him, "Brother, have you read in the Quran, 'قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى'?" That Rasulullah said, "I don't ask you for nothing except love for my family." He said, "Yes, of course I have." He said, "Have you read in the Quran in Surah 8, verse 41, وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا غَنِمْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ خُمُسَهُ وَرَسُولَهُ"? About the verse of khums towards Ahl al-Bayt. He said, "Yes, of course I have." He said, "Have you read in the verse in Quran, Surah 33, verse 33, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا"? اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. He said, "Yes, of course I have." He said, "Do you know who we are? These ladies, you see them tiptoeing because of the chains on them. Do you know who we are?" He said, "No, I don't." He said, "We are Al Muhammad." Syrians had forgotten who Al Muhammad were. And they'd never expect that Al Muhammad would be brought all together in a courtroom like this. That's why, taking all of these on board, he began his khutbah.
The لقد أعطينا سبتا وفضلنا بسبت، أعطينا العلم والحلم والسماحة والفصاحة والشجاعة والمحبة في قلوبنا.
First aspect of his khutbah, which we need to understand, was when he begins by saying, "Oh people, everyone sitting listening, oh people, Allah has granted us virtue in six." He said, Allah has granted us knowledge, which nobody else has, eloquence, which nobody else has, courage, which nobody else has, forbearance, which nobody else has, generosity, which nobody else has, and the believer's love for us. Of these six, there's one I'd like you to bear in mind. Allah has given us forbearance. Do you know what forbearance means? Means Allah has given us the patience to withstand whatever you throw on us on this world. When he said this, do you know what he meant to Yazid? Yazid, do you think what you've done to me is something I can't handle or this family can't handle? Before me, there were greater men in this family, and they went through a much tougher time than this family has ever gone through. But we've been built in a family where our attribute is that we are forbearant. Come in front of us, you won't shake us. Because if you think about it, the Imam, his great-grandfather Rasulullah, went through more trouble. Rasulullah said, no prophet has been hurt like I was hurt. But Rasulullah had the power of forbearance. You look at Aba Abdullah's forbearance on the ground. While he's on the ground, he cries. Shimr bin al-Jawza says, why do you cry? I cry because of me you people will go towards hellfire. What type of forbearance do you have that you have that mercy over those who are killing you? Imam Zain al-Abidin says to him, first, Allah has granted us six, of which one of them is forbearance. My blood has forbearance inside it. I've been brought up in a house which has gone through much more trials than what you are giving us. And therefore this is a virtue Allah has given us. Number one. Then he says, Allah has given us excellence in seven personalities. Number one, the Prophet. Number two, Amir al-Mu'min, who I am coming to in a moment. Number three and four are interesting. Hamza, he says, the lion of God and the lion of his Prophet. And Ja'far al-Tayyar, who flies with wings in heaven. Why does he mention these two? The reason he mentions Hamza is he's reminding Yazid, do you remember whose grandmother killed my great uncle? You think I'm going to let anyone forget this? It was your grandmother who killed my great uncle. In the same way Sayyidah Zainab in the sermon just before him said what? Sayyidah Zainab in the sermon just before him said to Yazid, said, oh Yazid, she came forward and said, that how can someone expect sympathy and compassion from someone whose mother chewed the liver of the nobles and was born from the flesh of the martyrs? When the Imam said, my lion of God and lion of his Prophet is Hamza, he's telling him, we will not forget what happened with Hamza. Then he said to him, what? From us came Ja'far al-Tayyar. Why does he mention Ja'far? Because Ja'far al-Tayyar was killed by the Romans in Jordan. And he's telling Yazid, look where the Khalafa has gone. You are now dealing with the Romans, drinking alcohol with the Romans, merrymaking with the Romans. While my great uncle was killed by these same Romans. Why? It's not Yazid he's talking to. He wants all the Muslims to hear that my great uncle was killed by the very men this Khalifa sits with, the very men this Khalifa drinks with, the very men this Khalifa womanizes with. My great uncle was killed in that path.
ومنا صفا هذه الأمة ومنا مهديها. أيها الناس، من عرفني فقد عرفني، ومن لم يعرفني أنبأته بحسب الأحوال.